So we are off this weekend. This is an extended weekend. There's a lot of kids.
That's
and
no
people
school
that are
tomorrow.
Off on
yeah, or
no
Monday.
Yeah. No, it's tomorrow. But you are right.
You're right. I'm sorry.
It is tomorrow. It
you know
is
my
tomorrow.
Word schedule. Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. But I've got some very fascinating facts about our 44 presidents that
yeah.
I wanted to share with you, and we'll bounce these around a little
okay.
bit. But things that you might not know, things that you might have assumed about our presidents. And then we're going to chat with Doris Kearns Goodwin on her picks for the top five presidents ever and then the worst of all time.
Okay.
Which makes sense because...
Well, sure. The best and the worst.
There was a recent poll with that said President Obama was number the 12th best president of mm-hmm. all time. But you know what? You can't judge
He's too
early.
Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how the poll came about. We'll pull that up and take a look at it. But okay. What do they always talk about with George Washington and his teeth?
They were wooden.
They were wooden.
He had horrible teeth. They were wooden.
Horrible teeth. They were
yeah.
not wooden.
What?
He had dentures, and it was made of gold, ivory, lead, and I've heard this before, and animal teeth, because that's what they had to work with back then. So animal teeth.
Oh.
Yeah, gross.
Really gross.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's just how it was back then. I mean, it was the 1700s.
Yeah, dentistry, it wasn't so hot back then.
John Adams, as a young boy, would often skip school, choosing instead to spend his time hunting and fishing.
Boy, I wonder if they sent the truant officer out after him.
Maybe.
You
know? I don't know if there was one back then. Jefferson founded the universe. What is this now? Hold on a second. This doesn't have all the information on it. Hold on a second. Thomas Jefferson founded the University of Virginia in 1819 on a land that once belonged to President James Monroe. And Jefferson is the only president to have ever founded an institution on higher learning.
That would, in my mind, make him a very smart
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how good of a president, who knows?
Yeah.
We'll have to check that list that
we'll
you're going
to look at that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's see here. Because of prominent support for the colonization of Liberia, the country decided to name their capital city after James Monroe. Interesting.
Well, you know, Monroe's name was used for a whole bunch of stuff. The
yeah.
Monroe Doctrine
yeah.
was the most famous.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Lisa, I'm going to give this one to you. John Quincy Adams.
Oh, okay. But I'm looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
I don't know. Stay with us. Come on.
John Quincy.
Come on.
This
Adams
show doesn't
known.
Wait for anyone. Come on.
Adams was known,
yeah.
I'll give you the next one, for his early morning dips in D.C.'s main waterway, Washington, D.C.'s main waterway,
ew,
always
gross.
In the nude.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
gross.
I liked the one about, though she was only about 2 years older than him, Millard Fillmore's first wife, Abigail, was actually his teacher while he was a 19-year-old student at the New Hope Academy.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Look at that. There's another one in here that that is one of the presidents. We'll have to find that one that had adopted or had was in care of one of these young ladies and then ended up marrying her.
Kind of Woody Allen.
Yeah. Very Woody Allen-esque. Yeah. Andrew Jackson. How about that one, Roger?
Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Jackson. I'm double checking here.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he had a foul mouth.
Yeah, no, you know what? He taught his parrot how to swear.
Yeah, but then where does the parrot get it from? I mean,
well,
sir, think about it.
I'm assuming.
Think
him.
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy's got a foul mouth. And he's president?
And he's president. Oh, come on. You don't think they're swearing, right? Do you ever watch Veep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a few episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. President Van Buren popularized one of the most commonly used phrases to date, okay. Which was Van Buren was from Kinderhook, New York, which was also called Old Kinderhook. His support groups came to be known as OK Clubs, and then the term OK came to mean all right.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm OK with that.
You're OK with that. All right. William Henry Harrison had a pet goat.
Did
he talk about the dog, the presidential dog?
Right. Oh, remember Johnson?
Yeah.
Lyndon Johnson lifting up his beagle by the ears?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
James Polk promised not to seek a second term if he was elected.
But what?
You know, he kind of gave his own term limit there a little bit. He said if he was elected president,
right.
he would leave after 4 years.
Well, who was it that said if nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. And Was that Johnson?
Yeah, I think that was Johnson.
Yeah.
When he absolutely. Did not run for a second.
See? Term, right? There you
exactly.
go.
Taylor had a really cool nickname, and the same as Rogers. What was it, Elise?
Old Man Baddish.
Oh, wow. It was Old Rough and Ready, which is pretty close.
Rough and Ready.
Old Rough and Ready.
Okay, I never hear about presidents being musicians, but I'm seeing that John Tyler was an awesome violinist.
Oh, that's cool.
But I don't even know when he was a president.
In the 1800s, but President Clinton played the saxophone, remember?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was on, what was the show? He was on Arsenio Hall playing the sax.
That's right.
That was how he related by playing a little little blues, little jazz.
You know what? I love this one. Abraham Lincoln. All right. So what is he known to have done? He split rails, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a rail splitter.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great orator. He learned by reading books by the light of the fire.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And he was a wrestler.
He was a wrestler. Yeah.
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 Did Look at that scrawny
he was very
guy.
Athletic. He was pretty athletic, though.
Yeah.
He was a pretty athletic guy. James Buchanan, only president never to marry, remained a bachelor his entire life.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, didn't have any distractions, I guess.
Andrew Johnson
yeah.
was drunk during his inauguration.
He's probably not the only one.
I'm going to say that's probably right. But like when he was being sworn in, he was loaded.
Yeah. I could just say, do you swear? Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, this is funny.
What do you get a ticket for?
He's speeding on a horse. Yeah. A $20 ticket for speeding.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I love that. God bless him. God bless him. Actually, when
don't stop me. I got to go. You know, I'm in a hurry.
He's
I'm going to be late.
He's the president.
Yeah.
He should be able to get through with that. Yeah. Let's see here. Chester A. Arthur, if you've ever seen a picture of this guy, was a very sharp dresser. He owned over 80 pairs of pants. And then he was also a late night guy. He'd come home. He'd be listening to the show. He used to come home at like 3, 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Dave reply, hey, honey, I can't go home yet.
Yeah.
Dave's talking.
Yeah. Grover Cleveland. Talk to us about this one, Lise. Find this one because this is the creepy one. Grover Cleveland's law partner, Oscar Folsom, died.
Okay, yeah.
And then Cleveland became the girl's legal guardian.
Didn't
adopt her.
Francis Folsom was 11 years old at that time. Oddly enough, 10 years later, they got married at the White House. She remains the youngest first lady in the history of the United States, having just been 21. What?
Yeah, when you become someone's guardian to trust them, to raise them, and then I wish you could see the look on Lisa's face.
The one right below,
she's disgusted.
It's hilarious. Benjamin Harrison was afraid of electricity.
Yeah, but then go down one more and see Grover Cleveland's next term in office and what they say he had.
He had a fake jaw.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Made of vulcanized rubber.
Mm-hmm. He had a cancerous lesion in his mouth,
Whoa.
So they had to replace the jaw.
Ew, lesion.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Tech savvy? McKinley? President McKinley?
Before he was shot. Very tech savvy.
Yeah.
His first telephone, right?
He used the telephone.
Yeah.
It didn't pay the monthly bill, though. So.
Calvin Coolidge had a really weird morning ritual. He would rub Vaseline on his head.
Oh, good.
Or someone would do that while he ate breakfast in bed.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, I just saw that Bill Clinton was a 2-time Grammy winner.
Yeah, see, for what? Was it spoken word? Or was it?
Clinton took home the 2004 Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album, yep, for children. The Russian National Symphony's Wolf Tracks and Peter and the Wolf. Then for audiobook.
Oh, yeah, see?
That's,
okay. Warren Harding.
Yep.
If you're looking for the White House China...
Yeah.
It's not in the White House.
Yeah.
We don't know who has it.
No.
Because he gambled it away. He lost it in a card game.
You would think that would have shown up at some point.
Yeah. Like the next president, so Calvin Coolidge would come in and they'd go through the checklist. Okay, silverware. Yeah, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
China. Guys, the China's missing. Where is it? And you could just see, you know, like... Harding's eyes kind of go up to the corner like, I don't know.
Yep. President Johnson had no shame about asking people to follow him into the bathroom to continue conversations as he relieved himself. But there was a recording out there, and Jonathan Brandmeier used to play it all the time. It was Johnson talking to somebody about his pants. And
he, buying pants. He bought pants.
Yeah, and he needed a little bit more room for his boys down there. Yeah. And so he was very open about the conversation about where he needed the room.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good old boy.
Yeah, he was a good old boy. That's exactly right.
Goodness gracious.
Jimmy Carter, Peanut Farmer. We knew that, right? Ronald Reagan started in radio.
Mm-hmm.
He was a sports guy, I believe, in radio. We actually...
He used to fake... they would get the action... like each pitch over a teletype, and he would recreate the game in radio, and I believe it was in a station in Des Moines.
Yeah.
WHO, I believe.
Yeah,
it's one of the few stations west of the Mississippi that starts with a W.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I think there's two of them west of the Mississippi with a W, and two or three east of the Mississippi that start with K, and the two I know of are both in, I want to say Pittsburgh. Maybe it's Philadelphia. KDKA and KYW.
If I would not run, I will not serve, came from General William Tecumseh in 1884. That was from 773. That's where that came from. John Tyler also has living grandchildren. Oh, that's right. That is a very bizarre story.
Say it again.
John Tyler has living grandchildren.
Ooh.
Because he got married, I believe, to such a young woman. And then their children, at an older age, got married again to a very young person, and so on, for two generations, that there ends up being grandchildren still alive, if you can believe that.
That's like 200.
I think he was in his 70s or 80s when he got married once again and had a kid. And then the next generation did the same thing, and it just stretched across the generations. And yeah, living grandchildren. I was on CBS Sunday Morning. I totally remember that. Donald Trump... doesn't drink alcohol. His brother was an alcoholic and died because of his addiction in 1982, so he's decided he's not going to drink. So he's not a drinker.
You know who else was a gambler?
Who's that?
Richard Nixon.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, card shark.
Mm-hmm.
Poker games. And they used to go in teams, and apparently he like had the best one with him.
Mm-hmm. And here's another one. He and Ringo Starr starred in the same Sabrina the Teenage Witch episode.
Oh, my God. It's funny. Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? There's one very expert on all of this, and that is Pulitzer Prize-winning author and historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. And we asked her who the top presidents were and who were the very worst.
I mean, I think, you know, you have to start with Washington because he set all the precedents for what the president would be. You know, had he wanted to be more like an aristocratic figure, he could have been so, because everything was being shaped by him. And the fact that he decided not to run for a third term, if he had stayed on until he died, that might have been the pattern for all of our presidents, and then it would have been much more king-like than it has become. And then I think somewhere along the line, you've got Abraham Lincoln without a question. I mean, not only winning the war, saving the Union, but getting rid of that curse of slavery forever. FDR, leader of the Allied cause in World War II, and also helping the people get through the Depression. And then I suppose Teddy Roosevelt, I'm not sure I would have fully realized till I studied him in these last years, but his ability to see the hidden problems of the era and deal with the beginning problems of the Industrial Revolution and ending exploitation against women and children and conservation. And then I suppose history might say in our modern time that Ronald Reagan, whether one agrees with his values or not, set us on a course that we are still on, where he created a whole generation of people who believed government more was the problem than the solution, and was a communicator par excellence on television, the medium of the age. So somewhere within that group, then there's Andrew Jackson. I mean, there's Harry Truman.
Sure, right.
I would throw in a lot more.
You know, I'm sure you've thought about this, too, before, too. You know, but four presidents have lost their lives, you know, by assassination while in office. There's, you know, Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy. You know, what might have we seen if Garfield or McKinley finished out their terms?
Oh, it's one of those great questions in history. How different it would have been if McKinley had finished out his term. I think the progressive movement was beginning to build up in the country at large, but there was a lot of strikes, there was a lot of bad feeling, there was a lot of tension as if there might be some sort of class warfare. And what Teddy Roosevelt was able to do that McKinley would not have been able to do was to move his Republican Party forward to deal with some of those problems of the industrial order and keep that tension at bay and get a lot accomplished without a war on the rich occurring, without socialism becoming stronger as it might have become. And clearly, when you think of JFK's assassination, how different would it have been if LBJ had not been there, and how different if it had been JFK carrying out the rest of that presidency. Maybe the Vietnam War might have been different, maybe not, but surely the civil rights things, I think, would not have happened
right. The
same way without LBJ's mastery of Congress. And that's why I'm so glad, at least in 50 years now after his great Civil Rights Act, people are finally, even with the scar of Vietnam, recognizing his great domestic achievements, because LBJ deserves that.
Where would you rank the most ineffective or worst presidents of all time if you were to pick two or three?
Well, I think Buchanan surely is up there. I mean, he had the same crisis that Lincoln faced, which was the country falling apart because of slavery, and he exacerbated the issue rather than making anything better. Hadn't prepared the North for the war, went along with the Dred Scott decision, probably was even involved in some ways in knowing what it was going to be. Hoover's a really good man, and the more I read about him, the more I feel bad about classifying him in that bad rank. But clearly his inability to respond to the Depression in those couple years lengthened the Depression, because he just didn't believe government could help do anything to solve the problem. It had to be individual work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you always come back with some of the ones, you know, I bring up Millard Fillmore, and he actually didn't do anything bad. It's just his name every now and then. Like, Millard Fillmore! Someday I keep threatening I'm going to write about him just because he has such a great name.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I love talking to her. Doris Kearns Goodwin. I always said one of the most incredibly... She just has so much history built up in her head on the presidency. It is amazing to me. She's
I love
amazing.
Watching her on the documentaries on PBS.
Yeah.
What's his name? The guy who does the, like, multi-part.
Charlie Rose? No.
No.
Documentary.
Yeah. He did the baseball one. He did the Civil War one. Mm-hmm. And he's always got her on. And her stuff is so informative, so succinct,
so
deep with history.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Doris Kearns Goodwin. Yeah.